What's up? My name is Alex Terranova. I am the host of the Dream Mason podcast. Welcome. We started this in 2017 because we wanted to highlight the journey of Dream Masons. There's a Dream Mason in all of us. A Dream Mason is someone who is awake to their dreams and driven by the passion, the purpose, and the desire to turn that dream into reality. We interview athletes, gold medalists, Super Bowl champions, artists, creatives, 8-9-figure entrepreneurs, spiritual leaders, and everyone in between. And sometimes we even walk them through challenges that they're currently facing. So depending on whether you're catching this as a regular interview or a playing with problems segment, there is something for you, whether you're at the peak of your journey, at the low point of your journey. I look forward to having you join me on this journey. And I hope that this show helps you unleash your inner Dream Mason. What's up and welcome back to the Dream Mason podcast. I am your host, Alex Terranova. I was just working with a business coaching client and we got into a conversation about how they manifested the house they're buying versus the challenges they're facing in manifesting results in their business. Somewhere in the conversation, and I don't know where this came from, maybe I was tapped in, maybe I was manifesting, I have no idea. But somewhere in the conversation, I said, manifesting is like playing ping pong with the universe. But here's the thing, you're not trying to win. You're trying to create a fantastic rally. It's all about playing the game and getting enjoyment out of the game. And I feel like everyone has, you know, or at least everyone listening to this podcast, I feel like you have a pretty good idea of what I mean when I say that when I speak about manifesting. But in this case, if it's not clear, manifesting is a concept that suggests we can attract what we desire in our lives through focused intention, positive energy, and the step that I personally think most people ignore or miss is intentional action. So this conversation with my client got me thinking, which is why I'm here sharing it with you on the podcast. Is manifesting like playing ping pong with the universe? So let's actually take a look at this. So your thoughts and your desires are like the paddles. You gotta have paddles, right? And your body swings or moves the paddles, and that's the action. The universe on the other side of the table responds like the other person with equal, lesser, or greater force. And it's actually your job to keep focused intention, positive mindset, and action to return the ball back. So let's keep breaking down this metaphor. We're gonna start with setting your intention, which is basically the serve. So in a game of ping pong, manifestation begins with a clear intention. When you serve the ball in ping pong, you decide how hard you're gonna hit it, to what velocity, like the velocity you're gonna put on the ball, and also where you want it to land on the opponent's side of the table. So similarly, in manifesting, you set your intention by clearly defining what you want to manifest in your life. It could be a new job, more clients, a loving relationship, maybe improved health, or a new house. And like the ball's velocity and the direction you give it, the more specific and focused your intention, the better you can direct your energy towards it. So some might say, after you set your intention, the next step in manifestation is visualization. So this might be like our aim. In ping pong, players quickly have to visualize the ball's path before they take a shot, right? You have to analyze the path of it coming back towards you or where you're going to hit it. And similarly, in manifesting, visualization plays a huge role. By imagining yourself or visualizing yourself already possessing what you desire, you create a clear image of your mind of where you're going. You align your energy, your vibe, your mindset with that outcome. Visualize and you feel the emotions of working. So let me take a step back actually. Based on the things above, you'd want to visualize and feel the emotions of working with those new clients, receiving the biggest paycheck ever, or how it would look and feel to wake up in your dream house with your dream partner. That is like true visualization, to fully not just see it, but being able to feel it. So the next part of manifesting is the part that I think most people ignore. Too many people put all their energy of manifestation around the first two steps. And then they're just like, you wait. I often joke, that the amateur version of manifesting is having an idea, having a vision, and sitting on the couch eating a sandwich waiting for it to happen. But the third step is the crucial step that people are ignoring. It's you have to take inspired action. So this is the back and forth. You take an action and there's a response from the universe, and then you get to take another action and so on and so on. Ping pong is a dynamic game. It has these back and forth exchanges. And after the serve, both players respond as quickly and as effectively as possible. Similarly, it's important to take the same type of inspired action towards what you want in manifesting. Because manifesting is not about just sitting around and waiting for things to magically happen. You have to actually engage in opportunities that come your way. The universe responds to your efforts and intentions, which sometimes looks like challenges and setbacks. And again, you get to respond, hit the ball back to those challenges and setbacks, right? I'm thinking of a game where you think the person's about to smash it and they hit it really soft and you're jerked and you got to like come back in and come back to the net. And that can go in so many different ways, but you don't always know how that response is coming. And sometimes that move that they did, that you think they're going to smash it, they drop it over the net, sets you up for your big shot. So that challenge or that setback becomes the opportunity that you needed. Then in ping pong, there's patience, and there's trust, and there's faith. Maybe these are like the long rallies. In a really good game, players get to engage in really long rallies. And they're hanging on, maybe, or maybe they're patiently waiting for the right moment to make their move. Likewise, manifesting requires patience, trust, and faith in the process. Sometimes things don't go exactly as we planned, or sometimes things, they don't unfold as we wanted them to. But you have to stay focused, and you got to trust that the universe is working in your favor, not against you. You have to trust that the energy you've put out will eventually return to you, just like the ball in a game of ping pong. And finally, there's surrender. The letting go or release of the ball. In every ping pong game, you must surrender the ball to the other side. In manifesting, there's always that time where you need to surrender to release your attachment to how you want it to go or the outcome or the results that you're planning for. If you grip too tightly or hold on desperately to like a need or a way that you need things to go, it's going to create resistance. This can sabotage your process or in ping pong, your shot. You've got to trust that you've done your part and allow the universe to take over. Surrendering control and having faith is sometimes the most challenging part of the process, and it can bring unexpected and delightful outcomes. So thank you for listening to my wild ideas on how ping pong and manifestation are like woo-woo athletic siblings. And remember, manifesting is not just about wishful thinking. It's a co-creative process between you and the universe. You have to first align your thoughts, your intentions, and your actions. And when you do that, you're going to create a powerful force that can shape your reality. Embrace the game of manifesting, and you might find out you have the power to create a life filled with joy, fun, abundance, and fulfillment. And if you aren't ready to bring manifestation into your life or your business, maybe just go grab a paddle. Visualize your shot, hit the ball, and see how the universe responds. This is Alex Terranova. Thanks for listening to the Dream Mason podcast. We'll see you next time. Honestly, I'm just a rebel who found a cause and has a dream, and I'm super grateful for your support. If you got anything from this, please help me out and share this podcast with one person today. You can find me at thedreammason.com or at inspirationalalex on Instagram. You are a dream mason because your dreams don't build themselves.